education. Over 200 needy and bright students in Narok County have received full scholarships in bursary funds from the National Government Affirmative Action Funds, NGAAF. Kiambu County Woman Representative Anne Maratha, who was the chief guest during the launch of the scholarship in Narok, applauded the host Rebecca Tonke of Narok County for the initiative of offering full scholarship to the less fortunate. She said that even though NGAAF has a low budget allocation compared to the National Government Constituency's Development Fund, women representatives still offered full scholarships to students and empower youths and women. Maratha challenged those who benefited to take the chance as an opportunity and make their lives different. On her part, Tonke said her office has introduced a four-year scholarship for needy and disadvantaged students and they would benefit from 4 years in school. Tonke said many of the students offered full scholarships were orphans, others from widows, rescued from early marriages, and low-income earners families across the county. Tonke, however, emphasized that her office, through NGAAF, is also committed to supporting women, youth groups, and persons with disabilities. Additionally, East African Legislative Assembly member David Sanko thanked the woman representative for the inclusivity in her office as the PWDs were also included in the empowerment activities. Narok County Commissioner Ruben Loshiesha encouraged the community to consider living behind retrogressive practices and focus on education and other empowerment activities that would benefit them. He lauded the woman representative for rescuing young girls from early marriages and returning them to school. The woman representative presented a check of shush 4.44 million to students and also distributed tanks to schools, churches, car wash machines, umbrellas, and motorcycles, and also presented checks to youths and women groups.